Parak Dalid, Mishnah Vav. Today we have a pair of short and sweet Mishnayas. Shor Shehayim Ischakek Bakosel. If you have an ox that was rubbing itself up against the wall for Hana'ah, it had an itch that it just could not scratch. And it's hard when you haven't got hands, you just have hooves, so it's rubbing against the wall to scratch the itch. V'nafal, and the wall falls down. Al Ha'adam, and it collapses onto a person, and the person dies. Niskaven, or a different case, the ox has kavana, and you could just see in its beady little eyes that it wants La Roges HaBehema to go kill another Behema. It looks over at that other rival ox and says, I want you dead. But Baharages HaAdam, but it kind of was off target and it killed the human being instead. Or Lenachri, the Shar had in mind to kill a guy, and he's running for it, Baharag Ben Yisrael, but it hits a Jew who happened to be crossing the street in the wrong place at the wrong time. Or it had in mind La Nefalim. It had in mind that the ox was going to kill a Nafel. A Nafel is an infant that was born premature, and it's unable to live, and it's guaranteed that that infant is going to die. It's got a hole in its heart or something, and it's got less than 30 days to live. So it had in mind to kill somebody that already wasn't going to survive, a Harag Ben Kayama, but instead it killed a child that would have been a Ben Kayama, which would have survived. So in all of these cases, the Shar had in mind to do one kind of damage, but instead hit an innocent bystander, putter. The Shar is putter from the death penalty. If by knocking over a wall it killed a person, it had no intention to kill a person. It was just scratching. In the other cases, it had no intention to kill that person that he would have been Chayiv Misa for. If he wanted to kill a guy, or he wanted to kill a Nafel, he wouldn't have been sentenced to death for that, this ox. He's only sentenced to death for killing an adult Jew, and because the adult Jew was an accident, and he really meant to kill somebody else, so it is not sentenced to death. Mishnah. However, by the way, the kofar payment you would pay, the Gemara explains, because even though it's pater for Misa, but the kofar payment, it would pay anyway that it's chayiv in the kofar. So that way the ba'alav, lo you must, because the Torah said, begam ba'alav you must, we don't want that to happen. Mishnah Zayin, Shor HaIsha, an ox that belongs to a woman. Shor HaYesomim, an ox that belongs to orphans that do not have a guardian in charge, so no adult involved. Shor HaApotropos, or a shor of orphans that do have a court-appointed guardian. Shor HaMidbar, a hefker ox that comes from out in the desert from an uninhabited area, so it doesn't belong to anybody. Shor HaHekdesh, a shor that belongs to Hekdesh. If it dies, Hefkesh will lose money, but nevertheless. Shor HaGer Shem Eis Vein Lo Yarshim, an ox that belonged to a ger who died, and when a ger becomes a ger, he loses all familial ties. So if he didn't marry and have children, he has no Yarshim. Hare Elu Chayoven Misa, if any of these oxen belonging to a woman, orphans, Hekdesh, a ger who has no Yarshim, if that ox kills a human being, they are put to death and are chayev in skila. And a Bryce in the Gemara explains, it says in this parsha of a shor goring a human being, it says the word shor, ox, seven times. And all of these times are unique to teach us a limud, one to teach you about the shor itself, and six to be merabos, the six shemarim, the six oxen mentioned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shor hamidbar, shor hekte, shor hager shemes, those last three cases of hefker oxes, the hefker ox in the midbar, the shor of the ger who died and there was no yarshim, or a shor of hekdesh that doesn't have a proper owner, peturim min hamisa, they are putter from death, lefisha ein lahem bailim, because they have no owner. And since the Torah talks about the shor and its owner, and they don't have an owner, then these shavarim are not part of the death penalty oxen that are listed everywhere else. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, we put the shor to death anyway, you killer ox, you.